Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today's topic is being happy in the present moment. My name is Tracy Hall.
And I'm Becky Foster. Both Tracy and I work at the Counseling and Student Support Services Department, also known as CS3, at SCAD Atlanta.
In this podcast, you will learn skills that will help you become happy in the present moment, even when life is stressful, overwhelming, or just plain difficult.
Happiness in the present moment differs from happiness about the past or future. Happiness about the past involves memories. Happiness about the future requires goals. But happiness in the present involves two distinct elements, pleasures and gratifications.
Pleasures are derived from the five senses and are immediate and momentary. They require no interpretation and are often linked to positive emotions.
A few examples of pleasures are sitting by a fire on a snowy day, blasting your favorite song, or the first bite of chocolate ice cream.
Gratifications differ from pleasures. Gratifications are not necessarily tied to a positive experience in the moment. It has more to do with an accomplishment than with the senses. The element of gratification has to do with flow, which is the state that we enter when we are completely engaged in what we are doing.
Some examples of gratifications are reading a book, snowboarding, knitting a scarf, or finishing a piece of artwork that you feel proud of.
There are a few components to gratifications. When the task is challenging and requires skill, when we concentrate, there are clear goals, and we have a deep, effortless involvement. There's also a sense of control, and our sense of self vanishes, and time seems to stop.
When we engage in pleasure, we are consuming. For example, the taste of strawberries. The pleasures are momentary delights and do not last.
In contrast, when we are engaged in gratifications, we are absorbed in flow, and we are investing in ourselves.
Pleasures like eating chocolate do not last and can lead to craving.
Gratifications like crafting a piece of art make your life richer and build your future.
That's all for this week's podcast. We hope you found it to be valuable. Please feel free to use the comments link at the bottom of this webpage if you would like to raise any questions, comments, or concerns.
Also, if you feel the need to speak to someone about happiness or other personal issues, you may contact one of our CS3 staff members at atlcounseling@scad.edu.
And remember to check out our other podcasts.